making sure I'm doing the show on time this week. And we're going to have a great conversation. The phone number, I might take phone calls. The number is 818-850-5404. That is the number I may or may not take calls, but we'll see. Depends on the flow of the game. But also, today's show, by the way, is brought to you by a mobile game app called Jack Blast Bubble Shooter. What you do, you match the colors, use specialty weapons to get the high score, and you save the city. You can get this game at Rahmanicus.com. Rahmanicus.com, ladies and gentlemen. So what I'm going to do, family, I'm going to take a real quick commercial break. We'll be right back right here on Tariq Radio.
Yo, Move a Muscle. You still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game, and I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minute step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Crispin, everybody. And I got a brand new video game app out right now, everybody. It's called Crispy's Biscuits, everybody. And you can get the Crispy's Biscuits app right now on the iPhone Apple Store, everybody. And you can also get it on the Google Play Store, everybody. As a matter of fact, everybody, it was the number one game on Google Play all last week, everybody. The game is so exciting, everybody. There's 10 levels you can help me get through, everybody. Where I'm dodging bottles of lotion, everybody. I'm dodging hair clippers, everybody. And I'm dodging taco meat, everybody. So get the Crispy's Biscuits game right now, everybody, at crispysbiscuits.com, everybody. Now I'm about to do my coon laugh, everybody.
The year is 2079. The futuristic nation of New Albion has been created to maintain a new racial apartheid system. There is a planned genocide that is going to target the nation's black population. A small group of black revolutionaries band together to launch guerrilla warfare attacks against their oppressors. Do they fail, or do they succeed? Find out the answer by reading the book, Avoid the Machines, the new novel by author Scotty Vasco. Avoid the Machines. Now available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting Battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You're now tuning into the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Yo, what's up, family? We're back. Welcome back to Tariq Radio. Glad to have y'all tuning in. Ready to chop it up with the family. Told you the commercial break was going to be fast. We weren't too long. And like I said earlier, man, the new Mink Slide album is called Egyptian Musk. The Egyptian Musk album is going to be out in a couple of weeks on July 20th. I think, yeah, Friday, July 20th. That's when it goes on sale. Now, you can get them, the album on pre-sale on the 14th. July 14th is when the Mink Slide album Egyptian Musk go on pre-sale. I need the family to get that Mink Slide album. It's a nice, good, fun summer party record. That old school 80s, 90s vibe. The album is Egyptian Musk. The pre-sale start July 14th, ladies and gentlemen. All right? So anyway, let's get into what I want to talk about today. Now, as we know, today is the 4th of July, and I hate to date the shows because people listen to the shows in the future, and a lot of the shows, the information is still relevant, so I don't like to put a date on the show, on the broadcast, but I'm talking about the date today because this is the 4th of July. And in New York City, there was some protesters at the Statue of Liberty. Now, around the country, people are still protesting the immigration policies. They're protesting against the ICE law enforcement officials who go and deport families, illegal immigrants, as they say. A lot of people in the Hispanic community mostly are being targeted with this. You know, they've locked up children, and we've talked about this many times before, and our stance is that's very unfortunate. We don't like to see anybody get harmed, but this ain't our problem as Black Americans. Black Americans, we're going to have to stop being so politically naive. We got to stop being so incredibly politically naive. We just can't keep doing dumb shit just for the sake of doing dumb shit. Some other groups are simply going to have to hold their own nuts. And we got to get real serious about the hold your own nuts movement. And I've said this over and over again. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but facts are facts. And the fact is, all of these other groups that Black people like caping for, they simply don't do anything for Black causes. They do not rally. They do not fight. They do not campaign. They do not do publicity stunts for Black causes. They just don't. That's a harsh reality that Black people are going to have to face. There is no Black and brown. We keep talking Black people, we're the only ones who talk that Black and brown bullshit. Whenever these other groups, when they get in their circles talking about their issues, they never, never, ever, ever use the goddamn term Black and brown. They talk about East Indian issues. They talk about Latino issues. They talk about Native American issues. They talk about Asian issues. They never, ever, ever include us in the conversations about their issues. If I'm wrong, somebody please correct me. And I have yet to be proven wrong on this. They simply don't. But Black people, especially Black Americans, we have to pretend that we are on some high and mighty moral crusade for all these other groups, when in reality, this is a veiled attempt to gain butter biscuits. We want attention. We want little nigger trinkets from all these other groups. We want hugs and kisses and accolades from other groups, because as Black Americans, this is what we're taught to value. We're taught to value other groups' opinions of us as individuals. And that brings me to what happened today in New York City. A Black woman climbed her ignorant ass on the Empire, not the Empire State, on the Statue of Liberty. She got to the base, and you got to climb up there to the base of the Statue of Liberty. She didn't get all the way up there. I don't even know how she got up there to the base of the Statue of Liberty. But she climbed her ass up here to protest the immigration and the ICE policy. Some shit that ain't got nothing to do with Black Americans. And she's on there, and I don't know if she's still up there. From the last I checked, they were trying to get her down. She's going to get arrested. And I see the fake praise and accolades from certain people in the dominant society. Oh, she's so brave. Oh, she's so courageous. See, they'll prop you up as a Black person when you fight for other groups. We love being the coon in the room. We value being the coon in the room. They got her. Somebody said they got her down. I can almost guarantee. Let's do a betting pool right now. I can already smell some bed winching and swirling going on with this woman. She has a little short afro, so that she might be some stud winching. She might be some a stud wench. She might have a white girlfriend, but I'm smelling some bed wench energy here. But I understand they got the woman down. And the thing is, we will risk, black people, we will risk our lives for some damn butter biscuits. Black people will put it all on the line for other groups. When it comes to other groups, well, we get all the courage in the world. Somebody in the room said spider wench. I mean, we turn into super niggas when it comes to caping for other groups. Now, when it's us getting our asses whooped by race soldiers and other people, black folks stand around in a circle yelling world star and taking pictures. We on the sidelines yelling, "That's fucked up. You about to get paid, Dontrarius. You about to get paid, Fruquan." We just yelling ignorant ass shit on the sidelines when we see another black person getting gaffled up. But when it's a person in the dominant society or just a non-black person, boy, we put the capes on. We'll fight everybody. We're like a pit bull. We biting and snapping. You'll jump on the police for some other groups. They done conned you niggas into believing the "we're in this together" mentality. See, when it comes to helping these other groups, all of a sudden, "we're in this together. We in this together." These folks don't give a shit about us. These folks could care less about us, and you're climbing on top of the damn Statue of Liberty for what? And I want to hear some of the Negroes caping for this type of behavior. What you getting out of that? And shout out to people giving to the Melanoid Ministry. Shout out One-Eyed Gray Fox. What are you getting out of this? What in the world are you getting out of caping for these groups so hard? And I want y'all to see, did y'all see any Hispanic activists getting their dumb asses on no Statue of Liberty? You didn't see them. They ain't dumb like that. You didn't see no Hispanic activists risking their lives like that. You rarely see Hispanic activists really speaking out about this immigration thing. You have a couple of C and D list Hispanic celebrities or actors. I won't even call them celebrities. You don't see some of the big name Hispanic actors and entertainers and athletes speaking out. Now, you got black entertainers. You had Alicia Keys. You got black athletes giving money. And I mean, black folks are putting the damn coon cape on tight. For what? And miss me with that talk about Afro-Latinos. Miss me with that. It's their numbers are too few. We're talking about general Hispanic people. They're the ones being targeted. The Afro-Latinos, they're already being targeted in their home countries. So it's these other groups that's getting the business. But don't try to prop up the Afro-Latinos as if you're doing something for them. Like you give a shit about them. Let's stop that con game. I'm thinking, but what are there? There's some black Latinos. You don't give a fuck about them. Let's be clear. Niggas trying to pretend that they're doing all this caping because of the black Latinos. You can give less than a damn about a black Latino. It's the white ones that you niggas are caping for. Let's stop it. It's the white ones who have the Italian phenotype. Those are the ones niggas are caping for. Those are the ones. If it was all Afro-Latinos, you wouldn't be jumping on shit. You wouldn't jump on a damn porch. Let alone the Statue of Liberty, if it was just black Latinos, nigga. Let's stop that fuck shit. Let's just stop it. It's those anglicized Latinos. Those are the ones you're caping for. Let's stop playing. Niggas love fronting. Those are the ones you caping for. That's what it is. Y'all niggas... because they look damn near white. Many of them are classified as white, and black people have been programmed and trained to be the pets for the dominant white society, no matter what ethnic background they're from. If they're white Latino, they're white Anglo, they're white Italian. Black folks love being the pets and the mascots for other groups. So miss me with that bullshit about this Afro-Latino dude. Here's some Afro-Latinos. You can give less than a shit about them. And you know it. Niggas out here caping for white mommy and zaddy. This is a real hold your own nuts moment. We will risk our life. You climbing buildings so you can get butter biscuits. That's all you getting. You ain't getting nothing out of this. We ain't getting no kind of political clout out of it. You ain't getting nothing out of it except a pat on the head from Lupe and Pedro. You're not getting nothing. And we'd like to hide this bullshit behind this moral facade. Miss me with that. I'm doing the moral right thing. This is the right thing to do. When it comes to other groups, all of a sudden we become Mother Teresa and the Negro Pope. Oh, it's the right thing. Folks can't be out here suffering now. We got to do the right thing. And y'all, the same niggas will stab a motherfucker up black at a club for stepping on their shoe. The same nigga will hit somebody black in the head with a bottle for looking at him sideways. Miss me with that moral talk. This is cowardice disguised. And the thing is, we got to understand this. We got two choices to make. And let me talk to the black men. You're going to be a warrior or you're going to be a cheerleader. And the thing is, we got too many Negro cheerleaders out here. I was arguing with another Negro down in Atlanta. He was concerned trolling last night. He's one of these activists down in Atlanta who hopped in my damn mentions upset because I was calling people out for doing all this caping for other groups. He's another one of these dudes. And he's too insignificant to mention. He's a nobody, just a nigga trying to get some damn attention, which is what we value. But this Negro was, why are you complaining about us out here protesting for the immigrants? We out here doing this. We out here on the ground. Shut the fuck up, dude. We be doing a whole lot of work out here, Tyreek. What kind of work you do? Well, we protested the Waffle House. We were out here in the streets at the Waffle House. I mean, he was bragging on and on about how they're out there protesting in front of the Waffle House. We out here on the ground. We doing things in the streets. We out here. Nigga, and folks who think like that, you walking around in a circle singing Negro spirituals is cowardly. Let me say that again. These niggas, a lot of folks want to hide their cowardice and act like they're really doing some rah-rah shit. You walking around in a circle chanting over and over again is the most cowardly thing you can do as a man. Let's be real. You ain't doing nothing. And it's easy to do that because that's not a threat to white supremacy. They want you walking around in a damn circle. They'll go out there and walk around in a circle with you. Black folks, we love engaging in coward activity and then acting like it's some real gangster shit. I'm out here. Nigga, I've been out here since sun up. I'm going to be out here since sundown. I'm out here with my sign. I'm out here letting them know how I feel. All right, nigga, okay, what have you accomplished? I'm letting them know. I'm screaming loud as hell. You think you getting attention is a damn accomplishment. That's cowardice. Y'all, let's just keep it real. These niggas on some coward shit. You ain't no warrior because you walking around in a circle with a damn sign, chanting. Nigga, you a Laker girl. Walking around singing and chanting, that ain't shit. You ain't gonna get rid of white supremacy that way. You got grown ass niggas running around. This is what democracy feel like. This is what democracy feel like. This is what democracy feel like. Nigga, just put on a damn dress and a thong and shave your coochie hair. If you gonna do that. Let's stop with the coward shit and trying to make it seem like you really doing something. Get you some pom-poms and some leg warmers, bitch nigga, if you're going to be out there marching and singing. Acting like you doing something. If you ain't putting no money out there or you ain't putting no muscle out there, you fucking around. We play too much when it comes to handling business out here. Other groups handle business. Anybody marching? You notice these other groups don't do all that marching. And John Henry Clark used to talk about that. He would talk about the Japanese. He would talk about how the Japanese, when they got disenfranchised by the white supremacists, what they did, they learned the game. They kept quiet, kept their mouths shut, went to their schools, but still kept a code among themselves. They built their society back up. And then they responded with Pearl Harbor. That's how they responded. They didn't protest. They didn't march. They didn't have a sign. They got their weight up and they struck. You understand? We think we're doing something by running our mouths trying to get attention, and that's the thing. We got to stop valuing childlike shit. We value attention instead of progress. And progress means acquisition of resources. Who's getting resources? Who's getting tangibles? At the end of the day, has white supremacy been dismantled? Has any white supremacist been punished? Are any resources allocated towards black society? That's how you judge and grade the game. We grade the game on how long we march in a damn circle and how much of our ass got whooped. That's why they like to prop up John Lewis, who just brags about getting his ass whooped in Selma. That's John Lewis's claim to fame about how he got his ass whooped in Selma. And they've tricked Negroes into believing that's some type of accomplishment. How bad your ass got kicked. No. Understand, if the dominant society is propping you up for some shit you did the wrong thing. If they're propping you up, you did the wrong damn thing. And that's the problem. We're too busy looking to get propped up by them. That's why niggas do this symbolic bullshit. Other groups out here, when they're disenfranchised or something is done to them, they handle that. There's a story that came out of France earlier this week. There was a French gangster, a professional criminal, a guy named Redouane Faïd. Redouane Faïd. This guy's a French gangster. He's a professional criminal in France. Redouane got sentenced to jail. They put him in jail. His sentence was 25 years. And, you know, he has a network of other, his people, his supporters, his folks. And they got a code. Now, these are criminals, but they still got a code. Understand how important a code is, no matter what form of life you're in. If you have a code, you're unstoppable. See, we don't have a code. We got a code of cooning. But other groups, they have a code of empowerment. Morality is relative. Morality is speculative. They have a code of empowerment. Am I going to win at the end of the day? Fuck being moral and you're in a jail cell. Fuck being moral and you're in slave chains. No, you need to win. And Redouane Faïd, he's in jail. His people, his dudes, his crew, they broke him the fuck out of jail. This happened a couple of days ago in France. These dudes, his people, hijacked a helicopter. They got a dude at gunpoint, had him fly a helicopter to the jail. They landed in the yard of the jail, got their guns, blew open a door where Faïd was in a visiting room, blew open the door, snatched them up out of there, put them on the helicopter, had the helicopter take them to a getaway car, and they ain't seen Redwan since. They ain't seen this dude. They don't know where he is. That's some gangster shit. That's his second time breaking out of jail. Gangster as fuck. That's gangster as hell. Those are people who risk their lives for themselves. They risk their lives for themselves. You understand? You see how other groups, they put it on the line for them. We put it on the line for other groups. We won't do no shit like that for another black person. Somebody mentioned El Chapo. El Chapo was doing the same shit. El Chapo was getting out of jail on some gangster shit. He broke out of jail a few times on some gangster shit. His folks were getting him out on some gangster shit. See, notice these folks know how to ride out for each other, where they're from. They know how to ride out for each other, for their own groups. Notice how the Asians were riding out for Peter Liang. They didn't have to risk their lives, but they rode for Peter Liang, the Asian race soldier who killed our brother Akai Gurley. These people know how to ride for each other heavy. With us, we do not ride for each other like that. You got brothers rotting in jail now. And this is global, by the way, even in South Africa, where black people are the majority. Brother Khalid Muhammad, the late Khalid Muhammad, used to say they had Mandela in jail for 20-something years. Why in the hell didn't the people there just go break him out? You feel me? Why didn't they just break? They could have broke Nelson Mandela out of jail. They could have gotten Nelson Mandela out of that damn jail in South Africa. They are the majority. The black people are 80% of the population. They're over 80% of the population. They could have just got him out. White people do that shit. When they would put white people in jail during Jim Crow, the white people in the community just go break them out on some gangster shit. The most gangster shit that happened, they got Asada Shakur out of jail. That was gangster. They got her out, but that's too far in between. That is too far in between. See, the thing is, with black folks, even in South Africa, the problem is the white supremacists, they got us thinking that we're not in the same group. See, we want to be some other than the melanated person who's standing in front of us. In South Africa, you got all these different tribes. The coloreds and the blacks and this tribe and that tribe. So a lot of people were like, well, shit, Mandela, he ain't from my tribe. Shit. Same thing over here. There's people who don't want to be associated with other black folks. Truth be told, ain't no morality thing there. You're not going to help another black person. Like, well, shit, I ain't from where he from. I ain't shit. That nigga ain't. He a Muslim. I'm a Christian. Shit. We get caught up on all of that garbage, and the white supremacists, no matter what religious background, socioeconomic background, sexual background, ideological background, they all have the same code when they get amongst each other and when they go against other non-white people. They all get on the same code, and we don't. And also, when you see people in the dominant white societies, especially women, when you see women, black women, getting into fights with somebody in the dominant white society, notice how everybody starts jumping in on the black women. I've seen this with Asians too. When you see these videos of Asian men beating up black women in these stores, shit, the whole Asian family be in there jumping on the sisters. They all get on code. It's whoop the black ass and then ask questions later. But normally they go for soft targets, women and children. And when it's a black man, they kind of mind their P's and Q's when it's a non-race soldier. See, that's why they need the race soldiers for the black men. But when it's a non-race soldier, they really don't take that risk. But the thing is, I've seen videos now. I saw a video yesterday, as a matter of fact, and I've seen other videos like this when a black person is being harmed. And not just by race soldiers. When a black person is being harmed by a non-race soldier, just by somebody in the dominant society, black folks are sitting around filming. And not only that, there's black people sitting around laughing in some cases. I played the video a few months ago, of this sister getting gaffled up by an Arab store owner, and there's some Negro coon in the back laughing. I saw a video the other day where it looked like an elderly black woman. She was coming out of a store. She had a buggy, and I don't know if she shoplifted or something. She might have shoplifted. I don't know if she did or not. But the guards at the grocery store, they were pepper spraying this woman, and then they ended up body slamming this elderly black woman, and there was another black hood rat in the background filming and laughing. Look at this shit, y'all. Negroes like that, you deserve the Ogun spirit to wipe your ass out. Niggas like that, when the time comes, y'all niggas gonna have to go too. See, we got to keep tabs on the coons and the mammies and the bed wenches and the stud wenches and the bed bucks. We're going to have to keep tabs on these folks who sit around and do all this plantation coonery and get off code when they see another black person harmed by another non-black person, especially. You understand? This shit where Negroes want to sit around giggling while a black person's being harmed by a non-black person, you're going to have to go too. You're going to have to get some of that Mackendall energy. And understand, I always bring up Mackendall. Go watch the movie 1804, The Hidden History of Haiti. Mackendall was one of the people to lead the Haitian Revolution. And Mackendall said, okay, first things first, we got a problem with coons. These coons are a problem. Before we can get anything done, we're going to have to do something about these coons, because they're going to be a bigger problem if we don't nip these fucking coons in the bud right now. That's why they had a very successful revolution. They let the coons know, okay, we getting you first, nigga. We're not going to play no games with you coons. We ain't going to be like, well, that's still our brother. He's still one of us. No, no, we're not going to play that game. Coons go first. We're not going to let you mess up our freedom and our lives and our future because you want a damn batch of butter biscuits for your damn self. You go first, coons. Now, somebody in the chat room said, who's to say who's a coon? We know who the coons are. If you're sitting up here fighting and campaigning for the dominant society at the detriment of black society, that's cooning. If you're sitting up here towing the line for the dominant society against black society, that's cooning. If you're one of these, what about black on black crime? We black folks is the real problem. Ain't nothing wrong with the white folks. You know who you are. The coons know who they are. The coons know who they are. And these cheerleader-ass niggas out here, these old Gabrielle Union bring it on, walking around in a circle with pom-poms, caping for other group-ass niggas, they gonna have to go. This weak, cowardly energy is going to have to be purged out of black society. That's just what it is. We're gonna have to start showing strength. This is why random non-race soldier white supremacists are stepping to black people now, because they smell weakness. They taste weakness. Any mammal, when they see weakness in another mammal, that makes them attack harder. This is why every single day we're seeing incidents of black people being stepped to, not even by police no more, just random white people on the bus stepping to your ass because they see the cowardly spirit that has inundated black society. That cowardly spirit is going to have to go. And the Ogun spirit is going to have to take over. You understand? Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Hope everybody's going to have a great 4th of July with the family. Don't forget the new Mink Slide album. It's a short show today, by the way. But the new Mink Slide album is going to be out July 20th, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Tidal. Now, I know y'all got Tidal and all that, but I still want y'all to buy the album. The album is only $9. So that's, what's that, a couple of blunts? I don't buy weed, but you can sacrifice a blunt or two to get that Mink Slide album. And the pre-sale, y'all get the pre-sale when it goes on sale July 14th, ladies and gentlemen. All right? All right, man, y'all have a great 4th, man, and y'all be good, family. Don't forget, go to HiddenColorsFilm.com, get 1804movie.com, get the 1804 movie, get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. I'm a holla.